Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, and welcome to this fantastic event. My name's Austin DeLone. This is my wife, Leslie DeLone. It's our son who has Prader-Willi syndrome, and we're trying to start a new nonprofit, and we want to thank the people that have helped us so much to put a great step forward. Of course, first of all, the man himself, Mr. Elvis Costello. He so generously offered a couple of years ago when we talked about it to put together a benefit. And we came up with this great idea of getting the fantastic band, the guys from Clover, to play the first album, top to bottom. We want to thank everybody in the band, John McPhee on guitar, John Hopper on the keys, Dr. John Ciamboni on the bass. And of course, Pete Thomas. Also, thanks to my pal Bill Kirchen for flying all the way from Baltimore just to play tonight. I want to thank Colin Nairn and everybody at the staff at the Macklin Feldman Management for helping put this together. Don, Great American Music Hall, Bonnie Simmons, the fantastic crew, Milo Lewis and everybody, Murrin and all the gang.
Bonnie Wright's here.
You, thanks for applauding, that was great. And everybody else, thank you so much for coming down. Leslie?
It's a freaking aircraft.
It's going to hurt.
Hello, everybody. I just want to say a great thank you to Prader-Willi and our friends. If you can just stop by on your way out and check out the table over there. And when we entered the world of the disabled 9.5 years ago, it's a very big shock. And needless to say, I wanted to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge with my son. And then when I started feeling better, I wanted my husband to jump off the bridge with my son. But this is 9.5 years later, and I feel terribly blessed to have wonderful friends. I call them my angels. And tonight, my biggest angel of all, my archangel, is Elvis Costello.
Don't forget, we have some fantastic t-shirts, posters, and merchandise over there for everybody. And please welcome to the stage, Elvis Costello and Prader.
Oh, I don't thrill you out, but don't kill you. I'm not to the world.
just like yesterday we were here. Yeah! That's one of my names. I'm very, very pleased to be here and see you all. You're very kind of you to all come down. See, it's the first time that the Clover and I ever stepped on a stage together. You know, they played on this album, it was true. I'll tell you more about it later, but there was a reason that, I don't know, they didn't have any papers. We smuggled them into the country, wrapped up in carpets or something. I don't know. They were over working in England and I was working at an office, and we somehow made this rock and roll record. And then we had to pretend they were, we told people they were called the Shamrocks. I think they saw through that thin disguise. They weren't allowed to play in public because they had no union papers, and you know how important they are. And no, they seriously are. I'm a union man all the way. And they had no work permits. So if we had appeared in public, they would have immediately been sent to Guantanamo Bay. Some equivalent back then. Anyway, I'm glad to say that we finally got the opportunity to play these songs for My Name Is True. And when we got together, we said, well, I play these songs many different ways, lots of them. But it'd be quite a lot of fun to play them the way we recorded them originally. So we didn't play them fast. We played them the way they're supposed to go. Oh, I need you. Yes, like girls have done so many nights before, time and time again. But it's so strange, I don't know why, but somebody has been crying this morning. No dancing away at home this morning. Factory. I figured as I was a rock and roll singer, I might be able to combine makeup and music. I was just a little bit too late for that craze. And I was living out in the outskirts of London, married with a son. It wasn't really the image that people had of a rock and roll man. And I saw this little advertisement in the newspaper, and a friend of mine, Nick Lowe, was recording for a label called Stiff, and they'd made like one record. In fact, it was just one copy. And I was the first person down through the door with a tape. And they said, you know, some of these songs are okay. We've heard a couple of them on the radio. There was a fella called Charlie Gillett who liked me back then. And he played the music on a radio that I'd made in my bedroom. It was a very strange experience. And one of the songs the people at Stiff thought was quite not good. In fact, they thought I might even be a good songwriter for Dave Evans. So they put me in the studio with John McPhee and Mickey Shine, you might wonder where he is. He's painting. Painting therapy, so that's a very great cause that he's doing there. So he played on the record, and Pete knows these guys for many, many years, and I thought it'd be great if he was around with these guys that he can play drums. Anyway, I went down to stop you, I'm boring you, right? I got sent down, so I'm working in an office and I take a sick day, and I go down to this country house, the like of which I had imagined in my rock and roll dream. But Led Zeppelin had lived there for a while and then had company, so the place was looking a little distressed by the time. By the time these guys from Clover were persuaded over from Marin County by a couple of ne'er-do-well managers that came over here and said, your fame and fortunes lie in London, fellas. Despite of your ability to play your instruments and your long hair, you'll be doing really good in 1976. And, it's true. Anyway, they were holed up in this phonogram safe house. And I would go down there, we'd learn a couple of songs, and then we'd go up to London and record them, and they'd stick with borrow a bit more money of the late Brillo, and then we'd go to the studio again. I'd take a couple more sick days off and think of elaborate excuses not to be working in the computer place and teach these guys some more songs, and then we'd go and record them. And the only downside of this was that once we got to record a bunch of songs, I had to stay the night. And the music room in this baronial hall was rat infested. And I was told, whatever you do, don't turn the lights off. Now you probably know, those of you who know Clover know that they had two singers at that time, the great Alex Cole, and another gentleman who has gone on to much fame and fortune was the Huey Lewis. And I recall one occasion that our manager, Dave Robinson, came down. He's a man who was a great judge of a horse. And drove a Cadillac that he had across a plowed field to get to the pub. Alex and Huey and him went out for the night, and the next thing I woke up in a totally dark music room. I could hear the snoring of Mr. Robinson over on the other couch. And I could hear the rustling. Now, I had made myself comfortable for the evening. I was fully dressed, but I had taken off my shoes. And I knew that I had to put my shoes on before I switched the light back on and reach down on the floor. And then I wrote this song.
Nobody. love for so long. That I never refused. But when I step up on your face, they put that to a grin. I gotta break that one weekend like you somebody is. And every single time, I feel a little stronger. They tell me it's a problem.
Miami Shrew, but he also played on Almost Blue. And we played on the Delivery Man on Wanda Jackson record that Pete Thomas and David Farrakhan and myself played on. And Sean, I've seen around town. But I've been in this man a neighborhood over the years, and we used to pass used to cross in the 1980s when he was on the road with Huey and the News. I hadn't actually seen Dr. John here. This is Dr. John Ciamboli here. Dr. John and I, we last saw each other in Musso and Frank's in Los Angeles. I think we were drinking Gibson's at the time. And back in those days, T-Bone Burnett was there, I know that. And I think Lucinda Williams was there. So heaven knows what kind of trouble we got into. Also, he is doctor because he is a chiropractor as well, as well as a great bass player. So we knew that all along he had these strong hands. I remember John told me that he said, you know, like bands, they get along sometimes and they don't get along other times. And the first time that he went to John for a consultation, this John, he said, "We're straight now, right? Before you crack my hand."
Pretty good.
You know, John actually played with us with the Attractions on one occasion. Bruce Thomas was showing me the finer ways of bar fighting one night in Manchester. Manchester nearly sliced his thumb off. And we had a deputy bass player, Nick Lowe, for a few shows, and then we had a deputy bass player for one number, Phil Lynott, the late Phil Lynott. And when we came to America, Dr. John, or John as we called him then, deputized Bruce for a few shows, and the best thing about those shows, apart from my memory of it, it's not that great, was that there is actually footage of that, those few shows, because they were doing a Nightline feature on punk rock. And the closest they could get was us. And the best thing about it was that the reporter that came to, and he was running up to people in supermarkets in Ohio and saying, "What do you think of punk rock?" And these women thought they'd won a prize in some sort of contest about detergent. And what I missed something out of the story is the name of the reporter was Loudon. Or, as we called him, Harendo. Now, you know, we had at those times we had a different attitude about the United States. And our former manager, Jake Riviera, said to John, "While Geraldo is around, on no account speak." Because he didn't realize you're American. I have no idea whether that was funny to me. True nonetheless. We're going to play some of that swinging R&B music for you. Somebody else's home. Before somebody else starts digging up their own, and don't you kill my dreams? Since you do the things you say, I'm gonna show my numbers, take a that way. Speak your feelings, speak your feelings, and let those kind of feelings show. I'd like to get right through the way I feel for you, but still got a long way to go.
turn the record over now. So when we started out, I was going down there, I was writing these songs pretty fast, and I went down there and I said, these guys are like, all my songs have like 4.5 bars, and then they're really weird shapes. And so you never really know when you're rehearsing the name of anything. And John used to say, we're going to do that one that sounds like the Birds. So we're going to do that one that sounds like the Birds.
Keep it going.
My original drummer in the semi-pro band I was in, he worked for Fender. He said, I'll get you a guitar. And he sent away to the factory in Japan, and it came in a nice box. It was a maple neck Telecaster. I thought it was pretty fancy until I got it out of the box and I found the strings were this far away from the neck. And knowing everything that I knew about guitars, I thought that was it. I just got a bad one. I didn't know you could change it. So I played it like that for about 4 years, including on Miracle Man. That's why I got very strong hands. I never shake hands with anybody because I can harm you. And one day I was walking down a road in Hounslow, kind of a very attractive suburb of London, near London Airport, and I looked into a music shop window, and there on the wall was a Jazzmaster. And the exact color is replicated very well in the guitar they have behind the stall back there that Fender have just made. They finally noticed that I play a Fender Jazzmaster after 30 years. And they've made a replica. I think they've got the shade of the brown almost exactly. I think it's called Shite Brown, actually. Somebody was getting it together in the country in Hounslow and decided to make their guitar look a little bit more traditional with an attractive shade of furniture varnish. So you can enjoy that show, but it's thrill for yourself if you want to bid on the guitar. I think they're trying to sell it.
Yeah.
And I think it plays very well. I have to say they've done a great job. It doesn't play like this one. I fancied it up and made it into kind of, I fancied I was going to have a career in country western. But here is a song that I was watching the television one night and filthy old fascist came on called Oswald Mosley. He ran the British Union Fascist. And I wrote this song about something bad really happened to him that I was hoping I could imagine. Well, less than zero.
Why don't you tell me about the mystery?
Still scum on my left foot from my right. You just use pictures and then a magazine. Why do you zoom them in when you don't know what they mean? Why don't you call me by the face of the dance? I wanna know about the face of the dance. Why don't you show me to the drive and the drive until the mind? Do it in a bar and I'm not satisfied. Do it in a bar and I'm not satisfied.
'77, around this time of year, in fact, that it was, we played the whole world off for two hours. And we arrived on an Air India flight and to Los Angeles and then came up here, and I thought it was unimaginable luxury to be staying in the Hojos in Mill Valley. We were staying in hotels in Leeds, in England, where you had to walk along a freezing corridor to go to the bathroom. You were lucky if you had a narrow cot that was just enough width to turn over in, with a nylon sheet that glowed in the dark. And if you wanted to see television, you had to go down to a lounge on the ground floor and negotiate with an elderly retainer in a uniform. So you can imagine, in those days, the members of the Attractions and I, we all liked one another. We used to share rooms. And we had these double beds so we didn't have to sleep together. And we had a color television with more than three channels. We were living the high life. And I met a lot of people here. I met Austin and Leslie, and little by little, I already knew these guys. And I met John Goddard, the great John Goddard, and Village Music. I gotta say that it's really very fine of you to come down tonight and to be part of this evening and listen to this music again. I'm not a nostalgically minded person usually. I like to just play songs that I like, and I even like a few of them that I've written. But it's been an amazing experience to come back into the room and see these guys again and play. And I want to thank everybody involved, everybody for the Double Love Musical, Dawn and Bonnie, and everybody in my crew. We're putting this together. This has been a very special thing. I also want to say one other thing as well. I want to sort of savor this moment because I did an interview in an English newspaper magazine just the other week, and I said I don't really get along with the people, you know, the music scene in my country. I don't go back that much. And the last couple of days, I had my mother ringing me up and saying, now they're printing in the newspaper that you hate England. You know, because it gets exaggerated after a while. And I said, wow, if I'd known I would have got this much publicity, I would have said goodbye a lot earlier. But I don't know if I can say this, the words that are going to come out of my mouth right now, but I do want to thank Paul Libertad. And I want to thank Joel Selvin very much for the very soulful and thoughtful articles about this evening. more especially, I want to thank them for the very thoughtful words, very sensitive words that they wrote about Richie. She came down to see the rehearsals, and it's a really very extraordinary thing that Austin and Leslie have lived through this last 9 years, and anybody that has the responsibility of looking after somebody with Prader-Willi syndrome. And you're simultaneously a child who clearly has a lot of problems, but also has a very beautiful spirit, and they have done their very utmost to give him that love, and at the same time, raise their very beautiful daughter up. And they really deserve our love and joy. In some ways, I might not be standing up here were it not for Austin. Austin, as you probably know, played in the Mountain Legs over Easy, and he's one of the great treasures of the Bay Area. But before that, he came over to England and helped start a scene over there where people just got back to playing music like we're playing this evening, and Ben is much like this evening and a lot smaller, I have to say. I did my very first recordings before I was a professional in a studio in the Hope and Anchor pub where many of us played in those days in the mid-70s. And there was a basement pub, and then there was a public bar, and above it, unbeknownst to the patrons who were drinking so happily and in a carefree fashion, there was about 15 tons of recording equipment immediately above them, totally unsupported. There could have been a Grant Parker made his first record there. There could have been a fantastic story where he just punched through three floors there and killed his potential audience. Or me. But Austin did a lot to turn us on to, like, just the way to play like we're doing tonight. And obviously these guys, their records were talked about in hushed tones in London in those days. I remember finding Clover record in a second-hand store in Wandsworth. They didn't even have a sleeve, so I didn't even know what these guys looked like. Oh my God, they were getting a shock when I met them. But, what I'm trying to say is it's a chain of events that leads us to here. And it's a really very, very kind of you to come out tonight and listen to this. I'm glad that we got the opportunity. We couldn't really think of any way to play the songs other than in the sequence of the record. Because the record only lasts about 35 minutes, so if I'm talking a lot, it's because we don't want to do a short film. When the Attractions and I first came up, we could get that 35 minutes down to 25, no problem. Stop if you're gonna come to grief, if you don't give a little market. We'll be right back.
But tonight in the corner, on the drums, Pete Thomas. On the electric guitar, the first tone pedal steel guitar, the John McPhee.
Watch your little tactics. Watch your little tactics.
So he sends his love to everybody here, and thanks for coming. He has finished, he's in Sweden, I think, tonight. But then I got this call from this folk singer from Minnesota, wanted me to open for him, so we had to delay it a little bit, and I want to thank everybody, especially for being so understanding, and Matt Mosley and everybody in the organization. But I thought, as they were up here at the line, we're out of songs, that's the album, this band doesn't know This Is Model. I made a rule that I wasn't going to play any song after 1977 for the show, so I thought I'd play a couple of songs that come from 1975. I used to play with a partner of mine who lives in Austin, Texas now. I used to play in a pub on a Friday night, and they would come up to us after about 19 pints of beer and say, "Do you know any Slade?" I think those guys, I think they were actually, I think it was, his name was Gallagher. I think he was the, he was in Widnes, which is just near enough to Manchester. I remember it was this monobright brow guy that used to come up and ask. I was suspecting it might be the Gallagher brothers' father. Anyway, I wrote this song about an experience. Sad enough this faded love tonight. Stepping out in the style. Got you cheating on mine. Got my finger in the dial. I think I need another drink. Let's get down to the bar. Listen up before I start to sing. Please don't ask me why I do it. It's the same old step from the same old shoe belly. Customers like it, they'll keep on paying if they keep on drinking. They'll end up staying if you try. Empty glasses are dreamed and scared. The band is playing and the floor is packed. It's the same old singer, it's the same old beat. He treats his peace of mind for another piece of meat. Please don't ask me why I do it. It's the same old step from the same old shoe, but if the customers like it, they'll keep on paying, they keep on drinking, they'll end up staying. If you try a little harder, I know that you can play just like a jukebox. Bar is closing and the band is drunk. Picked up the drummer and they put him in a trunk. Bobman says it's getting late, you better make it to the door. The one that I had over the age seems less like one, more like four. Please don't ask me why I do it. It's the same old step from the same old shoe, but if the customers like it, they'll keep on paying, they keep on drinking, they'll end up staying. If you try a little harder, I know that you can play just like a jukebox. Just like a jukebox. Just like a jukebox. You don't play a scene, you don't play a song for 35 years and you end up at five strings. Here's a little song. When I started out writing, I didn't really know that you could sing about the things that happened to you. I thought you had to sing about the things that were on the radio or on records. And I wrote a lot of songs. I can tell who I was listening to, mostly from listening to these recordings of these songs from this time. And I think I borrowed a couple of different people's voices to sing them. But I'm going to sing one now. It's about a couple who really love each other very much, except when they drink. Take off your shoes, hang up your wings, stack up the chairs, roll up the rug, savor the things that sobriety brings, drain in the last from a jug. But when I hit the bottle, there's no telling what I'll do. Something deep inside me wants to turn you black and blue. I can't resist you, I can't wait to twist your loving arms till you capitulate. Put me in the kitchen and I'll beat you in the hall. There's nothing I love better than a free-for-all. To take your bare neck and see which way it bends. But when it is all over, we will still be friends. Wave a white flag, put away the pistol. Too many people just can't get kissed. But if there's nothing I can do to make amends, baby, hope you don't murder me. Oh, was it all right? Oh, was it okay? I'll make it all up to you someday. Oh, but you didn't have to laugh that way. Oh, no, you didn't have to laugh that way. Wave a white flag, put away the pistol. Too many people just can't get kissed. But if there's nothing I can do to make amends, baby, hope you don't murder me. Gee, baby, hope you don't murder me. Try to dial you in a way. Can't get you out of my day. I try to get you off my mind. I've been wrong without you kind. I can't lock your spine for a day or two. Then I'm on my own again. I find that every now and then something always seems to remind me of you. Blue minute, blue minute, blue minute. I don't know how I got it. I thought about you for a while and then I tried to dial you in. Can't get you out of my bed. Why, oh, why do you affect me this way? Well, I get that helpless feeling any time, any day. Blue minute, blue minute, blue minute. I thought about you for a while, but I tried to dial you in. Can't get you out of my day. Can't get you out of my day. Can't get you out of my day. People's voices to sing these songs when I before I knew how to sing. And I can borrow John Prine's voice for this one. He's got kind of funny because I was just sitting in the Confederate Gallery of the Ryman Auditorium watching Bob Dylan with John Prine. I never thought that would ever happen to me.
Everybody's talking like they can't sit down, looking like they can't stand up. Must be the latest style, 'cause I've seen a lot of things that you never see. Back up the mile to the hanging tree. Some people can't keep their fingers clean, clicking the heels to amphetamine.
Sorry, put me on. That's got to be.
Everybody's talking like they can't sit down, looking like they can't stand up. Must be the latest style, 'cause I've seen a lot of things that you never see. Back up and bother to the hanging tree. Some people can't keep their fingers clean, clicking their teeth to amphetamine. Trying to keep careening until the first edition, last night's obituaries. Jump up, hold on tight. Can't trust a promise or a guarantee, 'cause the man around the curse is that he's never heard of you or me. No tombstone would ever surprise me when I'm locked in a room about half the size of a matchbox. Got holes in my socks, they match the ones that I got in my feet. I put my feet in the holes in the street. Somebody paved me over, I was a statue standing on the corner. Tell me how else can a boy get to see those pretty places? Candidate talking on the radio from the Cheetah's Jamboree. It must be their latest fool, 'cause it's a two-horse race and he changes bets like it was just another brand of cigarettes. Some people just, and they just guess the rest. They can't understand it, don't mean that you're blessed. They ought to catch the express next up, don't they? That way you can't forget. Jump up, hold on tight. Can't trust a promise or a guarantee, 'cause the man round the curve says that he's never heard of you or me.
In notebooks, I write in notebooks all the time, I write songs all the time, and sometimes I don't finish them for years and years. And whenever I get to the end of a notebook, I would go back and find lines that I liked, and I put them in the next notebook until the thoughts all showed up in a song. And I'm going to sing a song now I wrote in 1975, and I kept most of the words until about 1980, and then I wrote a song that you find most of the lines in, and even one of the lines survived all the way to 1993 before I found a place for it.
Basement, baby, strange saxophones. They got twisted motives, they got eyes of stone. But it's a terminal condition that is tattooed through and through. It's not that they don't need you, they're too mixed up to choose. Broken noses hung up on the wall, backslapping drinkers cheering championship raw. But they're so punch drunk they don't understand the word defeat. They can take you out and shoot you, they can confiscate that beat. Steam engineer breaks down in the newsreel. He's seen the future of the diesel wheel. Listen to the hammers falling in the graveyard.
When you're used to the glamour, it comes at you twice as hard. Sometimes I think that I have had enough. Sometimes I scare myself by giving up. But you know that I can't turn it off. Younger rehearsals on her blackmail faces. She's looking for a love that lasts. She'd never break the heart of any aces. She's learning pretty fast. I've seen those clowns running all over town, trying to satisfy all of their carnival desires. You start out looking for your own melody. You end up in the closing time quiet. All you lucky people crying in your beer. When it comes down to silence, not even tears. You're in real trouble. Between the two, when it comes down to me, when it comes down to you. But there must be something you're allowed to keep in between all of these pantomimes. Cause it's very easy to let love fall asleep when you are worrying about hard times. Sometimes I think that I have had enough. Sometimes I scare myself by giving up. But you know that I can't turn it off. But you know that I can't turn it off.
Presumptuous for a 21-year-old to be singing those things. 53 now. I didn't think that I would ever be up on the stage playing with these guys again to play this music. It's been just a fantastic experience for the last couple of days. And I'd like you to welcome back to the stage on the keyboards, Mr. Sean Hopper. John Chumbly. Well, that's a guitar and a hot pedal steel guitar with a jump of feet. And the man who's responsible for his old man's house, we first called up Clover when he was in. Pete was over here working with John Stewart in the early mid 70s. It's not John Stewart at the Daily Show, it's the guy that went Daily Show. And he was the one that hooked us all up in the first place. So on the drums, Pete Thomas.
Just a hammer for the dark. You find that all the dark sides are my best friends in the heart. promise you all the thrill is here, but it won't last long. And I'll have your foot far and move along. Already I'm looking for another.
For this song. This song didn't make it on the Miami is true on account of the fact that it was this country western music. When we were first on the road, my manager used to say to me, the journalists are getting on the bus, hide the George Jones cassettes. Well, you know, we got the last laugh. This was the demo that got me the gig of singing this song with George Jones, and so I have to thank these guys for that. Got a stranger in the house.
Yeah.
feature. We're going to feature both John and Bill on the next tune. Where I thought it was this opportunity of getting together. There's a bunch of songs that I wrote that didn't fit into my It Is True, and the way we're playing now, I thought, wouldn't it be great if I got to make one more record? Well, maybe not record, but with Clover. So we had a couple of spare minutes in rehearsal, so I said, what do you say, you guys? We learned one of those tunes that didn't kind of make it into the pile. And so we'd have a brand new song, a brand new arrangement to play here tonight.
Everybody seem to have something better to talk to. Everybody seem to have somebody better to give. And I was trying to look so mean and dangerous and ended up stepping on her toe. Now maybe she was a perfect stranger. And the next thing she said, I think you ought to know. I don't wanna go home, don't get in the ideas. If you're going to find me, we'll all disappear. You have a big hand and a promise. And the time I know, the pretty chick is looking at us, the best you over by the corner. Still thinking of the dance, the best you out on the floor. I'd like to shake the head of a man who started.
The way the whole thing started, I wish we had.
That was the first tune that we ever cut. The band on that was Ricky Shine on the drums and Nick Lowe on the bass. Myself on rhythm guitar and John McPhee on the pedal steel guitar. We also cut Mystery Dance on the same session. That was Ricky Shine on drums and Nick Lowe on bass and John on the electric guitar. And I played the piano. Anyone's ever seen me play the piano, that's a very unlikely thing. I just figured we needed one of those piano parts that just went daga 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 daga. So, but I couldn't do that thing with your thumb, you know, like Jerry Lee. So Nick stood at the end of the keys with a drumstick. And I sat poised. And when it came to the moment, he swept down the keys with the elan. With the drumstick, and then I just played the shit out of it, you know. But yeah, you see, on the stage we have on that, I'm a B3. Got Johnny Logan. The Dawson DeLone. He said a lot of really kind things to me, and I want to tell him that I love him, and I love Leslie and Richie and Caroline and all their friends who give them such support. And you are now included in all of that, so we love you deeply and madly. And we're gonna do a song. I couldn't really get out of here. Playing a song for which I need the words. We couldn't really come, get out of here without playing a song from that record. I told you I was down in Wandsworth. I'm sure you know it well. Just past the roundabout there over the bridge, there used to be a little second-hand record store, and I found a copy of 49, and I thought it was this fantastic song that I love, and it was from Al's Call, and we're sending this out to Alex and his wife, who's going through some troubles now. Have problems, and we wish you a very speedy recovery. And we're going to do a song that Alice wrote, and we'll be like
it. Mr. Moore, he's a powerful man. Pull the ocean from the land. And telling women lies when it comes over their eyes. I was strolling through the town. That big old wolf was smiling down. Had a bottle in my for it.
bit nice and low, and a little more than just one note on this side.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this gentleman has helped me put together this benefit and an unbelievably fantastic concert. I think it sounded. And I'm moved to tears. I can't hardly speak about it. But my good friend, and what a man, thank you so much. The one and only.
Yeah.
Mr. Elvis Costello!
I just got a couple more things to say before we say goodnight, and thanks to you all very much for making this very special. We don't get to play two houses too often. The late show starts at about 1 o'clock. We got a couple of people that are celebrating in the house tonight. First of all, we've got the woman who's taken care of business for me in good and bad times, and has just arrived here after a pretty amazing trip on the Queen Mary and Amtrak across the entire country. And it's Jill Taylor, who happens to be her birthday. So I would appreciate it very much if you would sing happy birthday for her. Would you do that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
On the piano, Austin. One other thing I want to tell you is they put out this 30th anniversary version of My Mistress. Get the hell out of me when they told me that. But on it is a recording that the Attractions that I did of some of the songs from My Mistress and some of the songs that I've just written for this year's model. And you can hear on the beginning of it one of my managers, Dave Robinson, apologizing to the audience for the trouble that they had in getting into the show, because the people that we like to call the Rosses, the filth, the pigs, the peelers, the coppers, had tried to shut the gig down because it was overcrowding in the streets of West Kensington. Not really a place you associate with rioting. And we had to sneak a notable American singer and terrific guitar player in through the public bar with threats of violence that for these days would have you taken away to black sites. And later on in the evening, after enjoying what can only be called a ramshackle performance by the Attractions, we hauled up in a party in which she tried to entice a rather self-conscious young 22-year-old guy onto the dance floor to do the hustle and the bump. I'm sure by now that you can tell that I'm talking about Miss Bonnie Raitt. It's Bonnie's birthday tonight, and she's also with Cole. We were hoping that we might persuade her to come and sing, but I can be a lot of fun. But you know, we're going to do the next best thing to hear and her sing. We're going to sing one for her, because we all sang a happy birthday downstairs. Austin and I are going to play her a song.
I had bad dreams too many times to think that they don't mean much anymore. Five times have gone, left myself friends once kept. Just walk out of my room. Love has no pride when I call out your name. Love has no pride when there's no one. myself to blame. I'd give anything to see you again.
I hope you're alive.